Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie, we've been contacted by Irish people who are stranded in Peru, Chile and other far-flung places because of the emergency. But we've been contacted by Irwin. Irwin, good afternoon. Where are you originally from?
Hey, Joe. I'm originally from Bombay in India.
India. And where are you now?
I'm stranded in Dublin, Joe.
Oh, you're trying to get back to India. What's happened in India in terms of the airports?
Well, what happened in India is they shut down all the incoming flights, international flights. They shut it down. I mean, they shut down a couple of flights yesterday till the 18th of March. And from the 22nd of March to the 28th of March, they're shutting every single incoming flight. So I'm going to be here, Joe, for a while, and I'm not too sure what to do.
And have you family? Well, you have. Who have you got back in Mumbai?
I've got a wife and my mum, and I've got a small puppy who's just waiting for me to get back home.
A puppy?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And when did you come to Ireland?
I came to Ireland on the 12th of March, Joe. I mean, when I was on my way, I was in the airport and, you know, everything was like fine. You know, I mean, everything was really not fine, but it was like not as bad as it is now.
Okay.
And I was thinking to myself, you know, should I just head back? Because, you know, is it all worth it? You know, but I really wanted to come to Ireland, to Dublin, to experience St. Patrick's Day. You know, I wanted to go up to the Cliffs of Moher. I wanted to go to like Giant's Causeway, all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, things won't get that bad. You know, I mean, Ireland wasn't hit that bad, you know, on the 12th of March. So I was like, let me just go there. On the 13th of March, you know, WHO just declared it as a pandemic and everything just went haywire from there. And, you know, I tried to get out. I mean, I got out in the streets and everything was empty. You know, I tried to go to St. Patrick's Cathedral. It was closed. Everything was closed. It was so surreal because the streets were so empty. And I wasn't too sure what to do. I was just like, wow, what's going on? And St. Patrick's Day got cancelled. And, it was just surreal.
Did you travel on your own to Ireland, Irwin?
I did, I did. I was thinking about getting my wife along, but then I was like, no, maybe, you know, because we were planning a trip to Greece in the month of September. So I was like, let me just like, you know, let's just go, you know, in September. I'll go to Ireland because I had some work too. So I was like, you know, let me just go here for a couple of days,
And Irwin, is this your first time in Ireland?
It's my first time in Ireland,
So the Indian Ministry of Health saying they wouldn't let any Indians... or any natives or citizens of India back into the country. Is that correct?
It's strange, isn't it? I went to the airport yesterday and, you know, the airport downright refused my... They didn't even, like, you know, let me in. They didn't even give me a boarding pass. They were like, no, you're Indian. You can't get into India. And I was like, are you serious? And there were a couple of other Indians standing along with me. There was like seven of them. And they were like really, really devastated. You know, I could see it on my face. But then, you know, Joe, I work for a company that deals with like mental health and stress. So I just try to be strong. And I told them, listen, you know what? Let's not worry. Let's just go to the embassy and see what we can do. We went to the embassy and the embassy told us that they really can't do anything. They just took in our details and, you know, they're probably like, maybe, you know, if there's a lot of Indians stranded in Dublin, maybe they'll send, you know, a charter plane or of sorts. But, you know, you can't be too sure because, you know, you just, it's such a global problem right now. You don't know what, you know, I'm so uncertain of what to do. I'm not too sure, you know, what I'm going to do in the next few days. I'm not even sure if, you know, I'm going to leave Dublin, you know, in the end of the month. You know, I am so stressed out.
So. Yeah. And how are you? By the way, there's no restaurants open. There's no pubs open.
Yeah.
There's no museums, art galleries, venues, heritage venues open. How are you passing the day and eating and...
Yeah, well, what I'm doing is I'm just like checking things out on Google and, you know, looking at the things I can't see. So I just walk around them to see what they look on the outside. That's all I can do, Joe. I'm eating food from Tesco's every single day. You know, I mean, this morning I'm staying with a friend right now. I met this guy named John O'Reilly on the flight to Dublin. He's a pretty nice lad. You know, so I'm staying with him for like 2 days. And, you know, we went to the supermarket and, you know, I got myself like this microwave food and I don't even know how to cook it. I like, instead of like, you know, putting a fork in it and like, you know, just taking a couple of holes, I removed the whole film and I put, you know, the stuff in the microwave because I'm not used to, you know.
Your food in India is much more beautiful and organic and tasty as
well. Yeah, we cook food.
Irwin, how long is it since you've seen your dear wife, Sarah?
It's been, what, Joe? It's been like, what, 10 days now?
Okay.
No, like 9 days, almost a week.
Because she's on the other line. Sarah Cardoso. Sarah, good afternoon.
Hi there. Hello.
Do you want to say hello to your husband?
Yes. Hi, darling.
Hi. Hi, darling. Hi. How are you?
Hey. Not so good without you.
Yeah, it's just a bad situation, isn't it?
Yep.
How is the puppy doing?
The puppy is sleeping because she doesn't know when I'm going to come back. She keeps wagging her tail the minute she hears a bike pass by. So pretty depressing, to be honest.
She hears the bike and she thinks her daddy is coming home, so to speak.
Yes, that's exactly what happens every evening.
Well, Erwin, I'm not giving out to you, but can we ask Sarah how she's doing? What's the puppy's name, by the way? I know he's very important. What's the puppy's name?
So, her name is Ori.
Ori, okay.
It's a Japanese name, and she is a beautiful little beagle.
A beagle, okay.
Yeah, she's around a year old.
Okay, well, how is Sarah doing? How are you doing, Sarah?
To be very honest, Joe, I'm not so good because there's a whole lot of anxiety around the situation. While I know that he's okay and I know that he is taking care of himself, it's just so uncertain, you know, when I'm going to see him again. And that's the biggest, the thing of not knowing when he's going to come back.
Yeah.
I think the uncertainty of this whole situation is causing a whole lot of anxiety to me, his mum, the entire family, to be very fair.
And Sarah, is there lockdown in India at the moment?
Yes, there is. In fact, even domestically, they are starting to impose a lot of bans.
Already?
Traveling-wise, and internationally, of course, people aren't allowed in. And no one's being able to fly out, so it's a big, big, big mess.
And schools, like we've just been talking about exams. For schools are closed here in Ireland.
Yes.
Are they closed in India?
Yes, they are. They very much are closed. Up till grade 8, children have been asked to stay home. This 9th and 10th grades are slightly more crucial, which is why they've kept them open and just for the exams. But yeah, it's a very kind of a sad situation all over India as well, because no one's out on the street. People are taking so much of precaution. No one's out. Nobody's meeting their friends, family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, have you ever been to Ireland?
I have never been to Ireland. Okay. I would definitely like to.
Yeah, now I know you're worried about Erwin, but it's a very, very safe country. It really is.
Yes, I do know that.
Our Prime Minister, as you know, his father, another wonderful man, his father, and indeed his mother. His mother's from Dungarvan, but his father is from India. We've great connection. But I'm just saying, Erwin, where would you live after the chap you met on the plane, after you have to get off his couch? Where would you live?
That's a good question, John. I actually booked an Airbnb in, I think it's in, hold on, what's the name? It's in Smithfield.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a place for like 7 days, but after that, you know... I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do because, you know, it's not the question of, you know, the running short of funds or anything like that. But it's just that, you know, I don't know how long I'm going to be here. So I've got to conserve everything I have in terms of like, you know, monetary income. Because, you know, Dublin is a beautiful place. Okay, don't get me wrong. It's probably shut down, you know, for most of the time. But it's like beautiful, beautiful place. But, you know, it's also really expensive, right?
I mean, especially to live.
You know, to live and you don't have a place to stay. And it's really, really expensive.
Okay.
So,
see, can we help? Erwin, mind yourself. Sarah, likewise, I hope the two of you are reunited soon. How long are you married, Sarah?
So it's been a year and a half, almost.
Okay. Yeah. Is it the longest you've been apart?
Not really. We have been apart longer than this. However, this is the most... this is actually the worst situation.
Yeah, you understand.
There's a lot of uncertainty involved. At least, even if he's gone for a month, I know when he's coming back.
Okay. Well, try not to worry too much, Sarah. And,
I'm trying my best.
Kind regards to you and your family and to Ori the Beagle. Erwin, we'll keep in touch over the next few days. Thanks for contacting us.
Joe Duffy! Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at rt.ie. Paddy Mulcahy, I mentioned people stranded. Where are you stranded, Paddy? Who are you with? And what are your chances of getting home?
Hello, Joe. Can you hear me there?
Loud and clear. Go.
Oh, excellent. We've a band called Los Paddies. I suppose it's a music and dance show that we were doing down in Chile and Argentina for St. Patrick's. So we had a full month tour booked. We had another 2 weeks in it to go. But obviously things started getting cancelled and getting cut. So I suppose our main priority then was to try and get home by any means possible. So we originally had a group of 15, and seven of the 15 have gotten out so far. But there's seven, eight of us left over, all from County Clare, actually, to go back. The difficulty for us was we were actually supposed to go over to Argentina, but they locked down the border. So this left us in a position where we would have to try and get new flights. So the new flights, we've gotten some, hopefully on Saturday, to go via Canada to get back, but it's quite uncertain.
Okay, and I know you have a GoFundMe page. I know you have a GoFundMe page, and we tweet that in a few minutes. But Paddy, what is the situation in Chile with COVID-19?
It's basically. It's like 3 weeks or 4 weeks behind Ireland. They're at the panic stage and just figuring out how to deal with it. The government came out with a statement last Friday banning any gatherings of larger than 500 people. And I suppose now businesses are starting to shut down and different things. But it's a very complicated situation here because there was a great amount of social unrest already going on. There's a great amount of protests and a great amount of local politics and people uprising anyway.
So there has been unrest, and there has been, I think, a couple of deaths, unfortunately, in the unrest in Chile. But you say they're about 3 weeks behind Ireland in terms of realising what's coming down the tracks. Okay, Paddy, we'd put those details up on the Twitter feed. Lorna Moore has contacted us. She's from Donegal. Where are you stuck, Lorna, and what are your chances of getting home?
Joe, we are stuck in Lima in Peru. So the city is in complete lockdown. All borders are closed. There's no flights in or out. And the last we've heard from the Irish embassy is that there's a possibility of a flight with a Colombian airline to London. Avancia, that might go out this weekend, but they're charging extortionate fares. They say it's going to cost $3,500 US, and that only gets us to London and not back to Ireland.
Okay. We'll try and do stuff for other people. Anyone, Peru situation, indeed the Chile situation. Lorna, thanks indeed. I'm nearly out of time. But we'll again put more details. We'll tweet Lorna's details. They're stuck in Peru, and Paddy Mulcahy is stuck in Chile. 51551. Wash your hands.